Good. I was reading back on you this offseason. You had a quote, something along the lines of, you feel the pressure every day. How have you handled that pressure so far in your rookie season, you feel?
I definitely got pressure, you know. I put pressure on myself. The coaches put pressure on me. And, you know, being the number one pick puts pressure. But, I just embrace it. You know, I go out every single day, try to work as hard as I can. And I like having the pressure on me. I feel perform best when I'm under that pressure. So I've just tried to really embrace it all and just go with the flow.
I know you probably haven't studied it, but do you see any similarities between what you've been able to do for your team and what Ryan Clady has been able to do here?
I definitely like to watch Ryan play because I got to meet him throughout the last couple years in college, you know, in banquets and all that stuff, and really grew a friendship with him. And, you know, he's a great player, having a great year, and he's going to do a real good thing for Denver.
How do your games differ, do you think, and how are they similar?
I really haven't studied him, you know, that much like that, but, you know, I know he's very athletic. He's a great, great pass blocker, and loves to run block, you know, so I think both of us, you know, have some similarities and differences, but, you know, I can't say specific because I really haven't, you know, studied them like that.
Is there a tackle you emulated and emulate?
What was that?
Is there a tackle, offensive tackle that you emulate, or offensive lineman?
I guess if I had to compare myself to one guy, you know, I've been saying, like, back in the day, like Matt Light, you know, he's a great left tackle for New England. You know, he plays technique sound. He's relentless. And, you know, that's the type of player I am. I go out there and try to finish through the whistle and, play with technique and just do everything I can to help the team win.
First couple of times you went on the practice field and faced Mr. Porter, what were your impressions?
I mean, he's a guy that I grew up watching, and he's a great player. And, you know, we've had some battles. You know, I've gotten him sometimes, he's gotten me sometimes, and he's definitely made me a better player because he goes out there and practices hard. And, you know, hopefully I've been, getting him better. But, you know, we've had some battles, and, you know, the first couple times it was, it was a little intimidating because he's such a great player and intimidating player. But I can definitely got me better.
Jake, what was the reaction like during, meetings and practices when coaches first started installing that Wildcat earlier this season?
It was exciting because it's a new wrinkle in an offense. You know, it can break at any time. You know, having Ronnie or Ricky back there, you can get an explosive play, you know, whenever. So it's exciting, and everybody has been executing it real well. And, you know, it works sometimes, and sometimes the defense stops it. But, it's still exciting to do.
How rewarding is it on the offensive line to have backs like Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams behind you?
Oh, it's great. You know, they both are just workhorses. You know, they come to work every single day. Just run hard, are great, great guys on and off the field. And, I mean, in games, they've been doing great. And to be able to have two guys back there, you know, it really, I think it really gets the O-line excited to want to break open holes because you never know when, they're going to break a long one. So it's really exciting to block for those type of guys.
I know you faced guys like Mario Williams this year. This week you might see a lot of Elvis Dumervil. What kind of problems does his body type and his style present?
Well, I mean, he's a fast, slippery guy. You know, he's fast off the edge. He's got good counter moves, and he's slippery. So it's going to be a different type, you know, from a bowler or something. You know, he has speed and works it real well. And good pass rushers, so it's going to be a test for me.
We're good.
Mm-hmm. I think we're good. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, thanks, guys.